It's the day undecideds make up their minds. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. 36 million Americans already voted early in an AP tally, but for those who have not, polls are open this hour in 35 states, including now in Arizona, home to one of several key Senate races.
GOP Arizona Senate candidate Blake Master is accusing Democratic incumbent Mark Kelly of being in sync with his party.
Wide open southern border, double-digit inflation. This is a disaster. We got to send Mark Kelly home.
Vowing to make change in an appearance on Jesse Waters' primetime, Kelly slamming Masters for comments on privatizing Social Security and calling his views extreme.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin in Tucson. Republicans hope to win that seat and take control of the Senate. President Biden thinks Democrats will prevail, but admits it'll be tougher to stop a GOP takeover of the House, saying in Maryland, the stakes are high, democracy's at risk.
This is your moment to defend it. Preserve or protect it, choose it. And I want you to know, we'll meet this moment.
Former President Trump rallied Republicans in Ohio, saying he hopes it's a giant red wave. He also teased something next week.
I'm going to be making a very big announcement on Tuesday.
He's long hinted he'll run again in 2024. It was stupid to storm the Capitol. That's what the Oath Keepers founder told a jury at his trial stemming from last year's Capitol riots.
Stuart Rhodes says his group did not have plans to enter the Capitol building last year, and his calls for former President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act were based on his belief of an unconstitutional and invalid election. He and four others are charged with seditious conspiracy, a rarely charged crime dating back to the Civil War. Prosecutors say Rhodes and other members of the Oath Keepers planned for violence as part of a weeks-long plot.
Fox's Jared Halper. Nobody woke up an instant billionaire. There was no Powerball winner or loser. They didn't pick the numbers last night in the record $1.9 billion jackpot because the state hadn't finished security protocols. They plan to hope to post the numbers today. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Well, it's hardly just House and Senate races on ballots across America today. There are a lot of local races and ballot questions and 36 contests for governor. In New York, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin is trying to unseat Governor Kathy Hochul. The Democrat calls Zeldin extreme, trying to scare people about crime.
I understand the fear is out there, but fanning the flames of fear to get people terrified is another story.
Zeldin tells Fox,
I think it's extreme when people are getting thrown in front of oncoming subway cars. It's extreme. Listen, where I live, there was a gang drive-by shooting at my own house just a few weeks back.
Another closely watched race is in Georgia.
The key word in this race is turnout. Republican Governor Brian Kemp believes the GOP will be motivated.
Urging our folks to get out. Let's turn the vote out. And we'll keep Georgia moving in the right direction.
Democratic challenger Stacey Abrams says the numbers she's seeing give her hope.
500,000 people voted early who didn't vote in 2018.
That year, she narrowly lost. For both candidates, it will be who shows up that will determine who celebrates in the capital city tonight in Atlanta. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Also in Georgia, there will be no indictments in the death of a woman in sheriff's deputy's custody.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says it's completed its inquiry in the death of Breonna Greer. Greer, who was black, was badly injured July 15th when she fell out of the patrol vehicle because its door wasn't fully closed. She died July 21st. Authorities had been called to her home in Sparta, about 100 miles southeast of Atlanta, as she experienced a mental health crisis. Investigators say she fell out of the vehicle when deputies pulled out of her driveway while they were traveling at a low rate of speed. Her family and civil rights leaders had demanded a full accounting of her fall and subsequent death. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. On Monday Night Football, Baltimore beat New Orleans 27-13. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.